Good evening, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I am your host, Mac, on this 4th of July, 2017. Folks, here I am. I made it through the mess of Jersey City, of Exchange Place, through the Cool and the Gang that's out there to bring records to play. I just did that soundtrack show. But now, earlier tonight I pulled out the gramophone to play the records and was winding it up, and a gramophone DJ's worst nightmare occurred. The spring busted on the machine. Oh, dear. What do you do when you bring all 78s and then you don't have a gramophone? Well, you play them on the electric turntables is what I'm thinking I'm doing. And there were some 78 RPM styluses around here somewhere at FMU, but I can't seem to find them. They seem to be missing in non-action. Therefore, I'm going to try to make this work with the records I got and doing some 4th of July stuff on the electric players. We started off there with one you know as My Country Tis of Thee by Reinald Werenrath on a Victor record. Now we're going to hear one on the Columbia label. This is the 4th of July, 1880, from the Columbia Orchestra. So let's go for it, guys. Woohoo!
Anniversary of that glorious day when our forefathers proclaimed freedom for these beloved United States, what is more fitting than a quotation from the words of the immortal Lincoln? It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us that from these honored dead we take in deep devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Yes. What is more American on the 4th of July as far as music than John Philip Sousa? You just got a big fat set dripping with brocade of John Philip Sousa. A lot of his famous numbers. Of course, in reverse order, we heard the Stars and Stripe Forever March from 1908. Before that, the American Patrol. It's about 1901, I believe, that one. Very early. Sousa showing off a little bit of his international side with the Tannhauser March there on a Victor record from 1909, also we heard. We heard the Stars and Stripes Forever and El Capitan March we heard from 1908. And 4th of July, 1880 was a number meant to evoke what it was like to feel the 4th of July in 1880. Now, here's the thing. That would have been nostalgia for someone who bought this record because it was released in 1920, and the flip side, which we'll hear in a bit, is 4th of July 1920. So we'll see how that changed. Folks, it's your host Mac doing the Antique Phonograph Music Program without the phonograph tonight. Sort of my worst nightmare. The gramophone spring broke as I was getting ready tonight. So I'm playing these records on the electric turntables, not as they should be, dealing with making sure the speed is right and the stylus is not, and it's, I'm getting through, though, with all this patriotic music, which I'm bringing to you. That's right. I'm not going to let a little thing like a few mils slow me down on a stylus. You know, Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony. Let me tell you, there have been several occasions where I've stuck a feather in my hat, and I have called it macaroni. And it was. So, on that note, I'm going to continue now with a tune by the Columbia Band from 1919 entitled The Colonel Bogey March. But I know it as the Comet Song. Maybe you do too.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a big, patriotic, antique phonograph music program, folks. Oh, boy. Cranking out these 78s tonight on the electric player, making do, making it work as we do at WFMU. Let's go in reverse order here again. The Manhattan Beach March was played by the Columbia Band from 1917. And before that, we heard the Boston Commandery March from 1919 on the Columbia label by the Columbia Band also. You know, Columbia Band was the generic name for the band that was in the studio cranking out these tunes as they needed, whether they be marches, song, music played behind bands, whatever it might be. They were there to do it. And prior to that, we heard the... from the Victor Military Band with a tune called Fall in Line, which was the Suffrage March from 1914. I wonder how widely that was adopted for suffrage. And we start off with the Colonel Bogey March on a Columbia record from 1919. Start off that set. Continuing now with a few more records to get you in the mood for those fireworks that are going to be starting up soon. I'd like to let you know, folks, that this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program is sponsored by the Columbia Graphophone Company. And in light of that, I'll be playing now the Columbia Grand Graphophone Company March on the Columbia label by the Columbia Band from 1917. Here it is.
Where were you born, lad? sing, right up, be proud to say that your home's a land, your home to stand, the good old USA. Years ago in battle, both our grandpas fought and fell, with the cannons roar and rattle, so a freedom we could tell. Washington and Jackson, dear old Lincoln, Grant and Lee, are the men who made us what we are on the land and on the sea. Make no difference where you wander, make no difference where you roam. You don't have to stop and ponder for a place to call your home. When they ask where were you born, lad, keep right up, be proud to say that your home's a land of bound to stand, that good old USA. Thank you.
Today's game for New York, Bonds and McCarty. For Chicago, Alexander and Killifer.
Right. You got it. Oh, folks, let us wind this show down by letting you know the last things we heard was the 4th of July, 1920. That's how they celebrated a Columbia record from 1920. A couple more Sousa records, the Ferris of the Fair and the Washington Post March, which is actually a request. I don't take requests, but I had that one with me. And the Good Old USA before that by Mr. J.W. Myers, a 1907 record. And that's going to about do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, minus the phonograph. I'm going to have a new spring next time I'm here, for sure. I got to get that fixed up. I'm going to leave you with a record maybe I should have started with, but it's the Star-Spangled Banner by Reginald Werenath, a 1917 Victor record. Folks, get out and see the fireworks, but keep on listening to WFMU, and I'll see you soon. Until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody!
And bright all through the perilous night. On the rampart we watch, all so gallantly streaming,
rocket red glare, a bonfire.